What's up, everybody? Hope you're doing well. Here we are, Engage, having a day. I'm James Levesque. Want to thank you for tuning in and making us a part of your day. We are just cooking this week. Thank you for all the responses. Hit me up on Instagram. Let me know how you're being blessed by the broadcast. Just helps our reach and encourages me. I love how so many of you are subscribing, reviewing. I love it. We're going to call this one The Ascended Life. The Ascended Life. You know, I remember becoming born again and people saying things to me like, you know, we're seated in heavenly places. You hear those kind of terms, you know. But what do they really mean? Like, it's not enough to say you're seated in heavenly places if you don't quite know what that means, right? Like, it's kind of like more than conquerors, or the same spirit that raised Christ from the dead lives in us. If you're seated in heaven, like Ephesians 1, Paul wrote a letter and said, you know, to the church in Christ and in Ephesus. Like, I don't believe that Paul was telling you that, you know, hey, they're in Christ, but they're also in Ephesus. I think Paul was telling you they're in two places. They're in Christ, but they're also in Ephesus. And we've been talking a lot about the renewed mind. We've been talking a lot. Why? Because let me tell you, people are struggling more in their minds than any area. If the mind wasn't important, the Bible wouldn't be so clear that we have to see it renewed. And I'm watching people today win battles and lose battles in their mind. It is in your mind. We win the battle in our minds and we lose the battle in our minds. We take ground in our minds and we give ground up in our minds. And how, you know, how our mind, where our mind is focused matters. And what we're thinking about matters. That's why the Word of God is so important to you and for me. Because, like, God didn't set this up for us to run to the Word of God after everything's fallen apart and then try to get hope. Although that can work. God's with us. You absolutely certainly have that right. But that's not how we're supposed to operate. We have to operate from a place of victory. We have to operate from a place of knowing who we are and who God's called us to be. So in every situation that you face in life, He has given you His Word to help us empower us through this life. So that Word springs up in whatever we need. If we need a miracle, then that Word is inside of us. If we need a touch from God, that Word is inside of us. If we're believing for a financial miracle, that Word is inside of us. It's the Word of God on the inside of us that matters. And so it's easy for us to live through life because it is pretty fleshy and it's easy to respond to all the darkness going around. But then when we find ourselves in a bind or in a hard place or in a dry place in life, we're like, you know, trying to figure out where God is and, you know, why isn't He answering? He's given us a book of answers that He wants us to lean into. There is a life that God is calling us to rise above this current life that you see. I remember years ago, one of my favorite sportscasters, how he got into the business of being a sportscaster. He lived in Tacoma, Washington. His dad said to him, I want to take you to the Harlem Globetrotters. Now, he was a little kid, loves basketball, loved the Harlem, you know, come on, man, the Harlem Globetrotters. And they bought tickets to the Tacoma Dome in Washington State. They got in the car, they got there early, they were excited and wanted to see the guys warm up, you know. And as his dad is pulling into the Tacoma Dome, ironically, that is the place my wife got filled with the Holy Ghost. Come on, somebody. As he's pulling up to the Tacoma Dome, he took a wrong turn. And they weren't in the general parking area. They kind of went somewhere else. And as they're pulling up the hill, this young sportscaster was a child and his dad's driving him and they come up a hill and they clearly took a wrong turn because as they pulled up, they noticed the Harlem Globetrotters were there. But they were outside the venue in the back, sitting on their cars, smoking weed, drinking beer. There were girls back there. And it so impacted this young man that he knew he wanted to give the rest of his life for sportscasting. Because He knew that there was a side that we all saw, right? It's the side of TV. It's the side of, you know, the NBA, the NFL. There was a side that we all look at, but he knew there was another side to it. And he wanted to give his life in journalism to show the other side of sports. You know, when you're fighting in life and you think it's your mother, you think it's your grandfather, you think it's your spouse, you think it's your uncle, it's not. There's always spirit things at work behind this. There is a story, quote unquote, aside from the story that you see. The Bible says that the realm that we can't see is eternal. The realm that we can't see is eternal, and the realm that we see is temporary. The Bible says, fix your eyes on things above, not on the earth beneath. So the truth is, we have to focus ourselves on the realm we can't see. That's the Harlem Globetrotter realm in faith. We've got to focus on what's really happening. As a pastor, when people come to you and they tell you all these things are going on in their life, it's never that. It's always something bigger. It's always a bigger issue. It's always a bigger spiritual issue. We are so addicted to this earthly realm that we fail to see what's happening in the heavenly realm, even though we are seated in that place. In the book of John, chapter 3, Jesus says a few things that is just like incredible. It's John 3, so Nicodemus comes at night, you know, the whole thing like that. And in John chapter 3, Jesus is explaining some things to him, and he says this. He says, no one, verse 13 of John 3, no one that has ascended to heaven, but he that came down from heaven, that is the Son of Man who's in heaven. Are you kidding me? No one has ascended. Ascended means you start from the bottom. No one's ascended to heaven, but he that came down from heaven. So now you're up there coming down. So I guess you started there. That is the Son of Man who is in heaven, but yet he's on earth talking to you. And he hadn't died yet on the cross. Wowzer. What does that mean? That means Jesus is telling you that he's in two places at once. This, my friends, is the ascended life. God did not design this earth for you to be attached to one realm that you did not see, that you do not see what's going on in the greater realms of heaven. You are called to live in the heavenly realms. You are called to see beyond what's seen. And Jesus is on this earth at this point telling them that he lives in two places at once. That's what he's telling them. And so the Lord's saying to you, no, like I'm in front of you and I'm speaking to you, but I came from there and I'm there right now. It's amazing. What if everything you're facing in your life right now, the Lord showed you from heaven's perspective what's going on? What if you realized just from what you're facing right now, that the Lord has a greater purpose, a plan, and he wanted to show you what's going on in the spirit realm. That's the access he's given us. That's why the Bible says you're seated in heavenly places. And my prayer today is that you would step into the ascended life, that you would lean into the supernatural realm to see what he sees, not just what we see on this earth. Because once you taste of the ascended life, you don't want to live any other way. Once you understand that every answer we need is in heaven, right now, the Father has called us to live in the heavenly realm. Once you realize that, then you'll be ruined for anything else. Then the prayer becomes to see what he sees, right? John 5, Jesus said, I only do what I see my Father doing. If that's the pattern of life, then we must value seeing in the spirit realm above anything, because we need his word, so we see through his word. We're not going to see a contradictory to his word, but we value his voice. We value seeing from the realms of heaven. That is the ascended life. The ascended life is you and I stepping into a greater dimension of faith, stepping into a greater dimension of power, and seeing clearer than we've ever seen. You know, in the natural, maybe you have glasses. You know, my mom for years had I think it was cataracts or glaucoma or something. It was basically a film blocking her eye. and they had to go in and physically remove the brown film off her eye. And when they did that, she started seeing, she didn't realize how bad her sight was. Colors were colorful. Whites were white again. I mean, it was pretty incredible what that brown filter did to her eyes. And I can't help but think how many Christians are living on this earth right now with filters. How many people are living on this earth not seeing Jesus for who he really is. Not knowing what the Father has said we can have and what's available to us. I mean, it's actually pretty tragic. The Lord has given us everything, right? He's made available to us everything. And we have got to desire that ascended life. We've got to value living in that realm, even above this realm. Because as he explained, this realm is so temporary. It's so fleeting. It's so not real to a degree. And so, Father, I pray today that we would understand the ascended life. I pray that our eyes would be opened, right? Our eyes would be open to the spirit of wisdom and revelation and the knowledge of you, and that we would step into a greater dimension of your power and your understanding. God, allow us to tap into and live in the ascended life. In Jesus' name, amen.